I'm Phil Neve for WRCO Sports. Riverdale lost to Darlington 5-0 in SWAL baseball last night in Muscadet. The Redbirds used good pitching performances from Gage Banfield, who pitched the first five innings to get the win, and Reagan Jackson worked the final two innings to keep the Chieftains off balance at the plate. Carson Kenyon and Logan Cagle each had hits, and Andre Tainter walked twice. The Chieftains stranded six runners during the game. Logan Cagle pitched the first five innings for Riverdale and gave up four hits. Chase Chitwood with two hits given up in two innings of work. Maddox Goble was 3-for-4 for the Redbirds, who improved to 11-2 in the league and 12-6 overall. The win puts Darlington in first place in the SWAL after Fenimore knocked off Mineral Point 5-2 last night. The Pointers fall to second place in the league. Currently, Riverdale third at 8-4 with games to play against Iowa Grant Thursday and Cuba City on Friday. Lots of baseball yesterday as well. In the SWAL, it was a victory for Iowa Grant over Boscobel. That final was 7-4. Richland Center lost in baseball to Prairie du Chien. Final score was 8-0, while the Hornet JV won against Prairie du Chien 19-3. At River Valley, the Blackhawks knocked off Platteville 10-4 in eight innings. Platteville was up 12-8 after three innings in the nightcap before it was called because of darkness last night at River Valley Field. It was a win for Belmont over Highland, 7-3, and Dodgeville bested Lancaster, 4-0. Reedsburg, 3-1 over McFarland, Seneca, 7, and Viroqua, 5. Weston with a win against Lafarge, 15-6. Isaac Jennings got the win going 6 2/3, allowing one earned run on 6 hits, 2 walks, and 10 strikeouts. Leaders at the plate for Weston, Garrett Granger, 3-for-3 with a triple and 3 RBIs. Blake Bingham, 3-for-4. Garrett Jennings, 3-for-5. Logan Bingham, 2-for-4 with 3 RBIs. Hunter Coy, 2-for-4 with 3 RBIs. Isaac pitched well and coming on in relief at a tough spot. Also, the bats picked up for Weston last night. Blake Bingham came up big as well, hitting in the number 9 spot as Weston picked up the win 15-6 over Lafarge. The Silver Eagles scheduled to host Ithaca on Thursday night. That game has been moved to 6 o'clock at Cazenovia. The Ithaca baseball team won at DeSoto yesterday, 10-5. Micah Salisbury worked 5 innings. He gave up a total of 4 runs and walked 7, struck out 6. Sammy Clary came in for 2 innings of work, giving up a run and also walked 1 and struck out 5. And the Bulldogs were led to the plate by Cole Brownlee, who had 2 hits. RBIs from Matt Kepler, Sammy Clary, and Micah Salisbury led the way for the Bulldogs, who had 10 runs on 8 hits in that action yesterday, and they stay unbeaten in the Ridge and Valley Conference. Elsewhere yesterday in softball action, it was Cuba City edging Boscobel 5-4. Also, Mineral Point 9-6 over Fenimore. Cuba City 8-3 over Southwestern. Highland got the win, edging Belmont in 8 innings, 6-5. Dodgeville 9, Sauk Prairie 1. Wisconsin Dells shut out Nakusa 9-0. La Crosse Central 8-1 over Sparta. North Crawford outslugged New Lisbon 20-16. Reedsburg edged Portage by a final of 3-0. The Richland Center softball team picked up a win last night, 14-8. Over Viroqua. Kaylee Nee had 2 hits. Chloe Darling was on base 3 times. And Abigail Williams had 3 hits, leading the Hornets to victory on their last game of the regular season last evening. Lancaster was winner over Platteville 4-0. And River Valley edge conference leader Prairie du Chien 7-6. Seneca 5-1 over Westby. Brookwood 13 and Lafarge nothing as well. And in softball from last night at DeSoto or Stoddard, it was a win in doubleheader play for Ithaca as they were 9-1 and 8-0 winners over host DeSoto. Olivia Young worked 5 innings in the opener, striking out 7 and not allowing an earned run. Also for the hitters, Olivia Young was 2-for-3 with 2 RBIs and Alyssa Muller 1-for-2 with 2 RBIs. In game 2 in that shutout, Ariana Lewis worked 5 innings and struck out 9. Ari was also 1-for-3 with 2 RBIs at the plate. And J.C. Maxwell went 2-for-3 with 3 RBIs, leading the Bulldogs to the win. The WIAA tournament begins for some teams as early as Thursday night in softball. In soccer yesterday, Stoughton 6-1 over Reedsburg, Dodge Point 1-0 over Platteville Lancaster, and River Valley was a winner 6-0 over Richland Center. It was Hornets senior night as the Hornets honored 5 seniors at halftime: Sephora Ewing, Cambry Stifler, Claire Stadler, also Maylee Holman, and Melissa Rodriguez Trejo were honored for their dedication. Also playing well defensively despite fatigue and some injuries last night, it was outstanding defensive plays according to the coaches for Sylvia Schmidt, Bryn Anderson, and Ella Stadler. Lily Tidrick continues to improve in goal, and the Hornets' next action is Thursday at home when they play Wisconsin Heights. It'll be free t-shirt and team poster night as well. And now track and field action. Yesterday at River Valley, the Southwest Conference meet was hosted there. Lancaster won the girls with a 162.5 to Dodgeville Mineral Point's 117. Richland Center was 5th, River Valley 6th in the girls' rankings. For the boys, Lancaster 1st, 162, Dodge Point 2nd at 120, Richland Center 5th, and River Valley 6th in the scoring yesterday. For Richland Center individually, Malachi Fretz 1st in the 800, with a 2:03.25, his top time for the conference championship. He took 2nd in the 1600. Ryan Stadler was 2nd in the 3200, 5th in the 1600. Devin Woodhouse took 5th place in the pole vault, and Duncan Harper was 3rd in long jump. The Hornets 4x2 relay team was 3rd. Duncan Harper, Robert Budden, Grayson Banker, and Fletcher Harper ran that for the Hornets, and they were a conference champion in the 4x4. Grayson Banker, Robert Budden, Fletcher Harper, Malachi Fretz with a first place finish. Elsewhere yesterday, River Valley's Aiden Hall was 4th in the 100, 5th in the 200, 3rd in the 400. Wesley Hatfield 4th in the 400. The Blackhawks' Mason Schulte took 4th in the 1600 run. Jackson Thatcher with a 5th place high jump, and Logan Neighbors with a 4th place shot put throw for the Blackhawk boys at the Southwest meet last evening. In girls' results for Richland Center, Danica Pauls, 6th in high jump, 2nd in pole vault with a 9:06. Soleil Ewing, 1st in long jump, 16:10.50 was her distance, and 2nd in the triple jump. Grace Fretz took 4th in the long jump, and Madeline Huber, a conference championship in the shot put, 34:01, and she took 2nd in the discus. The Hornets 4x4 relay team also finishing out 4th place. It was ran by Danica Pauls, Grace Fretz, Shanice Anderson, and Clarice Possen. From the River Valley schedule, it was Bobby Ducharme taking 4th in the 800, Brielle Grant 3rd in the 1600, and 2nd in the 3200, Reagan Sackett 3rd in the long jump and 5th in triple jump, and the RV 4x2 finished 2nd. Gina Klein, Caitlin Sobranek, Anya Sefrud, and Evelyn Tripolin with their outing there yesterday, taking 2nd place. At the Ridge and Valley meet yesterday, Ithaca Weston doing well with the 100 dash. Landon Thompson was 8th. Randy Picardo Flores 9th in the 200. Sam Jones was 8th in the 400. The 4x2, Landon Thompson, Randy Picardo Flores, Carrick Thompson, and Brayson Garcia Bolin finished 4th. Chanik Wheaton and Connor Montez 5th in the 4x4, along with Carrick Thompson and Brayson Garcia Bolin. And the 4x8 was 3rd. Brayson Garcia Bolin, Carrick Thompson, Connor Montez, Sam Jones, an 8th place finish for Channing Wheaton in the shot put. And Clayton Lee with a trifecta, 1st in the 800, 1600, and 3200 at the R&V yesterday. The girls' results, Kaylee Peterson 1st in the 100, Kaylee Miller was 6th. Kaylee Miller took 4th in the 200, Aubrey Cook 6th in the 400. Kaylee Peterson again 1st in the 800 and in the 1600, so she also has a trifecta of wins at the R&B Conference meet. Tristan Peterson 1st in the 100 hurdles yesterday and 2nd in the 300 hurdles. The 4x1 Ithaca Weston team, that finished 4th. Bailey Wanless, Jasmine Meyer, Aubrey Cook, and Maggie Kirshner. Bailey Wanless, Leah Puig, Maggie Kirshner, and Jasmine Meyer were 4th in the 4x2, 3rd in the 4x4, Kaylee Miller, Leah Aaliyah Puig, Aubrey Cook, and Tristan Peterson. The 4x8 finished second. Maggie Kirshner, Jasmine Meyer, Leah Puig, and Jaden Bolin. Kaylee Miller was first in the high jump with a 5'1" leap. In the pole vault, Leah Puig was fourth. Kaylee Peterson, fifth. Second place finish in the long jump for Tristan Peterson. And congratulations to Aubrey Cook, a conference champion in the triple jump. Jasmine Meyer was fifth, Maggie Kirshner seventh in the discus throw, and Bailey Wanless was eighth. The regionals will be next Monday at River Ridge. A big day yesterday for Kickapoo Lafarge. They took first in the girls' rankings, 186, to North Crawford's 148. Ithaca Weston was third. Also for the boys, Kickapoo Lafarge first with 174, North Crawford 121, and Ithaca Weston was fifth yesterday in the running. For Kickapoo Lafarge, led by conference champion Adric Eggy, in the 100 and in the 400. Also, Cody Nash first in the 200, and Kickapoo Lafarge dominating in the relays yesterday, winning several events, including the 4x1, 2, 4, and 8 yesterday. Katie Rando was first in the 200. Jaden Snagel was first in the 400, and the Kickapoo Lafarge 4x1, 4x4, and 4x8 girls also were conference champions. In golf action, the battle at the Rock yesterday, that was played in Wisconsin Dells. Middleton was the top team, scoring 300, taking the team title. Local golfers, Roman Johnson, 11th in the running yesterday with a 78. The top score, by the way, was 73. And Will Kaltenberg of River Valley shot a 79 on the course in the Dells. Speaking of golf, Quail Run, second week of Tuesday Men's Golf League action happened last night. Keith Lang, 2-under 33 with a birdie on hole one and a birdie on hole two. Ken Nix Sr. with a 38, including a birdie on hole eight. Josh Coy and Pat Keegan with 39s. Josh birdied hole five. Pat birdied hole eight and nine. Neil Mahoney had a 40, and Ryan Pogstat and Rich Barrancott, each with 41s. Ryan with a birdie on hole 5 and 7, and Rich with a birdie on hole 4. Other golfers with holes played under par: Dale Mortimer birdied hole 1. Aaron Halverson birdied hole 2. Also, Gary Peckham birdied hole 7. Craig Huth birdied hole 7. And Jake Kaloy birdied hole 8. Flag prize winners: Aaron Halverson, closest second shot on hole 2. Rich Barrancott, closest third shot for a birdie on hole 4. Aaron Halverson, longest drive on hole 6. Jeremy Wilson, closest to the pin on hole 7. And Dennis McHugh with the longest putt on hole number 8. And Richland Center Church League softball got underway last night at Kroska Park. The Mission shut out Boscobel Assembly of God 15-0. Lyle Fish and Sean Logue had big hits for the Mission. Free Methodist down Bethel Lutheran 18-3. Jeremiah Hassel, Andy Niemeyer, and Adam Burns each run base three times and scored each time. St. Mary's got by Richland Baptist Temple 1-12-5. Ryan Babel and Mason Jelenic each homered for St. Mary's. Nate Raish had three hits. And Church of the Nazarene outscored Richland Baptist Temple 2-17-11. Ryan Gaston, Zach Harris, and Scott Dilley each had multiple hits, including a home run by Ryan Gaston last night. Action continues on Tuesday night, May 21st. Sal Frelick's second inning home run with a man on base highlighted a four-run outburst for the Brewers. Frelick's first blast of the season provided the winning margin in a 4-3 decision over the Pirates. Joe Ross held Pittsburgh to two hits and two runs in five innings to earn the win. Taylor Meagle, with a chance to pitch last night, gave up a home run in the ninth, but still earned his fifth save. Rookie Rob Gasser goes for Milwaukee this afternoon in the rubber game of the series at American Family Field. Elsewhere in baseball, the Cubs were shut out 7-0 by Atlanta. Philadelphia 4-0 over the Mets. Cincinnati 6-2 over Arizona. Colorado 6-3 over San Diego. And the Dodgers 10-2 over San Francisco. In the American League, Toronto at Baltimore postponed. The Yankees beat Minnesota 5-1. Boston 5, Tampa Bay 4. Cleveland 7-4 over Texas. Houston 2, Oakland 1. Kansas City 4-2 over Seattle. In interleague play, Washington 6 and the White Sox 3. The White Sox won the nightcap 4-0. Miami 1-0 over Detroit, St. Louis 7, and the Angels 6. From the NBA playoffs, New York 121, Indiana 91, and Denver 112-97 over Minnesota. The Caitlin Clark era in the WNBA officially began. Although it got off to a slow start, Clark went scoreless for nearly the first 15 minutes before getting more comfortable and finishing with 20 points in the Indiana Fever's 92-71 loss to the Connecticut Sun. The University of Wisconsin-Green Bay has hired Doug Gottlieb as its new head men's basketball coach. He will be introduced officially this morning at a news conference at the Kress Event Center. Gottlieb has made his mark as a national talk show host, but he's a former standout player, and his father once headed the UW-Milwaukee Panther basketball program. He is a Wisconsin native. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.